One.
Okay, welcome, welcome, Katie Cavanaugh and Ralph Havens here for you today. We've got a short but sweet little podcast for you today, and it goes right hand in hand with what is going on energetically, which is about planting the seeds and really bringing things into focus for yourself. So today's topic is just tell me what to do so we can find the clarity that we are looking for. So Ralph, welcome, welcome. What do you have to say about what is going on and how almost like chaotic things feel, and how are you finding your clarity and your focus in all of this?
Well, I think it's the perfect topic for so many people, as I've been talking to people and for myself as well, is for the people, you know, for people that are on this, I'm sure you're already doing a lot of stuff and trying to figure things out and working hard and doing what you're here to do. And but there can be stuff in the way. Like, you know, in my world, people reach out for health concerns, significant health concerns. I'm a physical therapist. They reach out for physical healing, autoimmune conditions, even anxiety conditions. And the idea is then to get that cleared so you can get on your way and do what you're here to do in life, you know, to get on your own surfboard, get healthy enough to get on your own surfboard to take your own wave, is how my teacher, Sharon G. Mateo, used to tell us. And for you, it's about gaining that personal, that freedom, that emotional freedom and power, getting your own power back, and then ultimately doing what you're here to do. And so we can, what I see showing up today for our podcast is this, like, you know, if you got the result, like, you know, there's different ways to get places, and there's different healers and different systems. And there's one of my, I got an email today from somebody that paid $2.5 million for all of the old manuscripts from the 1930s of success. And it's like, he wants to give it to us all and, you know, charge us money for it. But I'm like, good Lord, if I had all of that sitting in my house, where would I even start? It's like, I don't need more information. I just need to know what to do, the specific things. And I think that's what a lot of people are dealing with, is like, just tell me what to do. You know, we're talking to the people, I think, that will do the thing, you know, 10 out of 10 committed. They want to get their health back. They want to get their personal freedom back, be emotionally strong and ultimately doing what they're here to do. And with that, I invite people to just kind of think about, like, well, what would be the result? What would be the result? And then today I want to talk to you about, like, having the clarity, the focus. Like, if somebody knew what to do, like, it's a lot of people know if something were to be done for them, what would they want? Like, what would be the result? I think we need to talk about what are the steps to get there. So that's what I see a lot of my people asking about. Just tell me what to do.
Yeah. And I think also it's not always needing to follow what someone else tells you, but again, making your own choices, just putting that out there. But I do think that there is something to be said about having someone else guide you and to help facilitate the next steps and the process of going through those next steps. Mm-hmm. And when we find someone who has done what we want to do, then we can follow in their footsteps, and our journey becomes a little bit less difficult because someone has done it before us and can show us the way. Because and it's like with entrepreneurship too, when you're doing everything yourself and you're trying to figure out all of the new stuff, then there's all these new skills to learn and all of these new puzzle pieces to put in. It makes life so much easier when you hire someone who has done it before you and they tell you the steps of what to do. So when it comes to, like, personal healing and personal power and personal development, yeah, a lot of us do it on our own. And it does feel like it's a little chaotic, right? It does feel like, where do I go next? What am I supposed to do? Am I even doing this right? And it's so beneficial to have people who are either going through the same sort of thing or have gone through that same thing, have figured out some sort of method to use to alleviate some of that chaos, that overwhelm, that stress, and the tension that comes with this territory. So having someone literally tell you what to do is it's a way to, again, move yourself along that path, knowing that the guidance that you're receiving, again, you have to do your own due diligence, research your people before you hire them. But to have someone literally tell you, this is what worked for me, and it seems like this might also work for you. Let's dig into this. Let's clear out everything in the way of you moving forward. And it's just, I think having someone there to facilitate that and to not, again, not really exactly tell you this, and this, or maybe tell you this, and this, but to also allow you to open yourself up to receive that type of guidance. And I think a lot of people are kind of closed down to that whole idea of receiving guidance, whether it's from another person that you hire or from, you know, quieting your mind and pulling that information from spirit. And I have this question for you, Ralph. I'm curious. For the amount of guidance that you give, and we do a lot of guiding, how much of that is like kind of channeled from just you opening up and receiving the information that they need and you just kind of being the messenger?
Yeah, I think there's definitely, that is kind of, I would say, the umbrella of the whole thing. Like it's always, that is always on for me. And I know for you, it's like open channels to what wants to come through, as our friend Leslie says, Leslie Plattner. Yeah, so that is always there. And there's also real specific processes that I use, and I know you use for your work, to just check. Like we actually have something called myofascial mapping that I can do in person or on over the airwaves to see where's the thing that's in the way. What is this person dealing with, and what's the cause of this? What are they? I would say what are they protecting themselves from? And it could be physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. There's a way to find it. And then there's very clear processes, just the tell me what to do kind of thing to clear it. And with that that process of being very systematic, there's also this open channel to let spirit come in and guide the healing. And with that, what happens is there's energetic healing that can happen, whether it's in person, you see people in person, I see people in person. We cover both sides of the coast of the US. There's physical things to do, and there's also things that we can show them to do, because sometimes it's a matter of it's a partnership kind of thing. It's a do it for you with the healing. It's a show you where some of the problems are and give you the what to do thing, so you have processes. So yeah, it's a spirit coming through and guiding, but it's not just willy-nilly like anything goes. It's like it's systematic. Like for you, you've solved stuff for yourself. The reason we call this End Anxiety and Depression Forever is I had severe anxiety, you had a depression thing, and we solved it. So it's like, and then, you know, and along the way, solving physical stuff for me and even for you, and then doing what you're here to do. I forgot how you said it. Basically, it was great before we got on.
Living your purpose with emotional freedom and personal power.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, though, I will say, like, if I didn't have someone to tell me what to do, I wouldn't be here doing this now. And there's, again, it's like we hired the same coach, and, you know, being able to work with someone that closely and to just have all of that information. It's like you're again, it's a continual learning process. So you're getting the steps and you're learning and growing and understanding more about yourself throughout the entire process. And you don't have to go at it alone. And I think that's that for me, that's the biggest thing, is like not having to do it alone and having the support group or system or person, whatever it might be. Because again, when we go out on our path, our own path, and decide for ourselves that we're going to live our purpose and we're going to do it with freedom, we're not going to feel guilty or feel ashamed about what it is that we want to do in our lives. And we're going to go out and we're going to do it with commitment and dedication and authenticity. That's where the personal power comes from. And a lot of times there's people that want to hold us back from doing that. We see it a lot in families. We see it a lot in partnerships. And, you know, one person's ready to grow and the other person isn't. So when it comes to being able to bring yourself to that place of power and really fully step out there and live your purpose and be on that edge that, again, I don't want to say like the majority, but it feels like the majority of people are not willing to do yet. And that's, you know, that's okay. But for those of us who are willing to take that step, to have that extra support and to have a facilitator sort of, again, to tell you what to do, quote, quote, but guide you at least, I think that's the way to really exponentially just take off and really step into who you've always meant to be and heal all the stuff that comes up along the way.
Yeah. And one of the benefits of that is when people come in, like I know you have a free consult, you will talk with people and I will too, because we want to know, well, first of all, what's going on and can we help you? And then guide you through, here's the step-by-step, here's what we see. We'll do that for you guys. Just reach out to us. It's a free service that we offer, partly because we want to give everybody the framework so that they can get what they want. And we want to see is, can we help you? Because if we can, then it's that next step. If for the people that are interested to like, I could use a little help here. You know, I think one of the keys is to just know what to do. And we'll show you what we see that's in the way and what to do. And then the next step is, do you need more help? And I put some links in there already because we do this in a group and we're doing something really big starting Monday. If you just want to jump ahead and just chat with us, we don't have that, you know, unlimited time in the schedule, but we do schedule in sometimes to talk with people and just get very clear. It's really good to have somebody with an undivided attention on what's going on for you. You know, if you've tried a lot of stuff and you've got a lot of books and a lot of things that you can do and you're seeing lots of people and it's just like, just tell me what to freaking do. We can guide you to what we see and you can just go do it. And if it's something you need some help with, really, Katie and I are just like trying to figure out like, how do we help you really get what you truly want, the result? And so I'll put the links in there so you can just go contact us, send us a message. And we'll tell you a little bit about something that we're giving you for free and coming up Monday. And it is free. So, but we're looking for who wants to really clear the stuff and get your, how did you say it? Live your purpose with emotional freedom and personal power. For me, it's the getting your health back and then getting your life back to do what you're here to do. So if this speaks to you, reach out. We meet every Wednesday, me and Katie, to try to figure out like, how do we reach people? Cause we know we can help. And if you know someone else, maybe it's like, I'm not ready for that. But if you know someone who could use this sort of healing, please share these links, It doesn't take much to just click a little share thing and share it. Because the world is in a very interesting spot. A lot of people are dealing with very tough times. It's coming to the end of the year when you reflect on how life went and like, oh my God, New Year's resolutions, you know, really encourage you to take the extra step and just share it with people.
Yeah. And this is right now energetically the time to take action, to start planting those seeds for yourself of what do you want coming up in the next 3, 6, 9, 12 months. Again, we're in that fertile soil right now. So if you're lacking a little bit of clarity, or again, if you just don't even know where to start, just know that it's not a linear process and wherever you begin is exactly where you need to start. And knowing that you can't go from 1 to 100, but you can go from 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, everything is a step. So whatever it is, if you've been putting off creating something for yourself or doing some deeper healing work and getting past some of your fear or resistance or whatever might be coming up for you, just take a step. And whatever that step is, trust that step is the right step for you and listen to what your body is telling you. If you feel that it's, again, like light feeling, like it's something that, you know, is a little bit scary, but you feel it's just the right thing to do, stay with that because that is your inner guidance system talking to you. when you feel like it's heavy or dense, or there's a lot of resistance, and we're not talking about like the kind of resistance that you feel when you grow, we're talking like resistance, like, no, this actually doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel like the right step for me. Your body will tell you. And when you are just willing to be open to accept the guidance that you receive and are willing, again, to take some sort of actionable step in the direction that you want to go, you will always be led to the next step. And it usually will come through people. So if we are the people who are kind of nudging you towards that next step, we encourage you, take that step. If it's with us, amazing. If it's not with us, amazing. Just take the damn step and you will start to find yourself coming into a little bit of clarity. And again, this is you listening to yourself and listening to the steps that are coming through for you. Your body will tell you what to do. And just again, know that when and if you need some extra assistance, there are people out there who will assist you in facilitating your path and who will help you figure out what those next steps are, so that you will always know what to do and you'll never have to second guess yourself or doubt yourself or, you know, say to yourself, am I doing this right? Because you are always doing it right. You can't screw it up. So please, please, please believe in yourself. I think this is, somebody needs to hear this today. Believe in yourself. And again, just know that the support for you is out there. Wherever you find it, it is there for you. And we just encourage you to allow yourself to shine through and don't be afraid to be who you are.
That's awesome, Katie.
Whoever needed that.
Yeah, and we put the links in there. Really, just contact us, send us a DM message if this is Facebook, Rumble. There's links. I'll put them all on Spotify, and reach out to us. We'll chat with you and help you get your plan to know what to do to get what you want. You know, Katie cleared depression. I cleared anxiety. We both cleared health concerns. We both get to do what we want to do in the world. And I think that's why we're both so passionate, just to help people. And if you know someone, really, if you know somebody that could use this, even if you don't, I really encourage you to share this, because people could really use healing now more than ever. And so, thank you, Katie. I know we jumped on late and we're over time. So here we go. Let's go out there and live our lives.
Right. So thank you everyone for joining us. Let us know in the comments what has been most valuable for you. And we will see you next time.